We're reading from the writings of Baal Sulam, page 398 in the Hebrew edition, the article "The Purpose of Religion and Its the Essence of Religion and Its Purpose." The essence of religion and its purpose. Here, in this article, I would like to resolve three issues. One, what is the essence of religion? Two, is its purpose intended for this world or for the next world? Three, is its purpose to benefit the Creator or the created beings? At first glance, the reader might be surprised by my words and will not understand these three questions that I have set before me as the topic of this essay. One, for who is it who does not know what is religion? Two, and especially its reward and punishment, which we hope to obtain primarily in the next world. And needless to say, regarding the third question, that everyone knows that it is to benefit the created beings, to guide them to delight and happiness. And what else need we add to this? Indeed, I have nothing more to add, but because they are so familiar with these three concepts from infancy, they do not add or further examine them for the rest of their lives. And this shows their lack of knowledge about these exalted matters, which are necessarily the very foundation upon which the whole structure of religion lies. Therefore, you tell me,
אשר כל המסע של בניין הדתי בנוי ונשען עליו. ואם כן,
הגיד... Therefore, you tell me, how is it possible that a child of 12 or 13 years of age can already thoroughly grasp these three subtle notions?
לכלכל היטב ולהבין ג' ידיעות דקי העיון כאלה.
And so sufficiently that he will not need to add any further learning for the rest of his life.
Indeed, here lies the problem. For this rash conjecture brought with it all the recklessness and wild conclusions that have come into our world in our generation and has brought us to a state where the second generation has almost completely slipped from under our hands.
I guess there are no questions. This is all clear.
Ken.
What brings a Kabbalist, or what gives him an ability to write such harsh words?
I don't know. That's a question. I guess, nevertheless, he feels great sorrow for what's happening in the generation, and that is why he's coming out with such an article. He also calls this short article "The Essence of Religion and Its Purpose." The headline is like the entire reality. But that's it. Let's continue.
Subtitle, The Absolute Good. To avoid tiring the readers with long discussions, I've relied on all that I wrote in the previous essay, The Ovot, and especially on all that is explained in the essay Matan Torah, which are all like a preface to the exalted matter ahead. Here I will speak briefly and simply to make it clear to everyone. First, we must understand the Creator. He is the absolute good. This means that it is utterly impossible that he would ever cause any sorrow to anyone. And this we take to be the first concept. For common sense clearly shows that the basis for any evil doing in the world stems only from the will to receive. This means that the eagerness to benefit ourselves makes us harm others due to our will to satisfy ourselves. Thus, if no being would find contentment in favoring itself, no being would ever harm another. And if we sometimes find some being that harms another without any will to receive for its own pleasure, it does this only because of an old habit that originated in the will to receive, a habit that now rids it of the need to find a new reason. Because it is clear to us that the Creator is complete in and of himself and needs no one to help him to completion, since he precedes everything. It is therefore clear that he does not have any will to receive. Because he has no will to receive, he is fundamentally devoid of a desire to harm anyone. It is as simple as that. Furthermore, it makes perfect sense to us as the first concept that he possesses a desire to bestow goodness upon others, meaning to his creatures. This is evidently shown by the great creation that he has created and set before us. For in this world, there are beings that necessarily experience either good feeling or a bad one, and that feeling necessarily comes to them from the Creator. Once it becomes absolutely clear that there is no aim to harm in the nature of the Creator, it necessitates that the creatures receive only benefits from him. For he has created them only to bestow upon them. Thus we learn that he has only a desire to bestow goodness. And it is utterly impossible that any harmfulness might be in his domain, which could emit from him. Hence we have defined him as the absolute good. Once we have learned this, let us look at the actual reality that is guided by him and how he bestows only goodness upon them.
Tov bilvad.
יש על זה מה לשאול?
You have any questions on this?
לא. כולם שומעים ואיכשהו מסכימים.
Everyone hears it and somehow agrees, except for Niv.
כל אדם שרוצה
Every person
אחר קבלת טובה להשלמתו עצמו.
Wants to get that good to complete himself. So he finds his needs by causing harm to the others.
Again, didn't get it.
Any desire that a person wants to complete in himself, is it necessary for him to do it on the account of the other, to do bad to the other?
This we have to see. I don't know. We have to check and see if that is the case or not.
Again.
רב, הוא כותב כאן ש...
He writes
שבגלל שהבורא הוא...
That because the creator doesn't have the will to receive, so he can't do anything bad to another, to his created beings. Let's say I can understand that. But then he says that necessarily it means he's doing good to the created beings. He even says that if we look... Sorry.
ועל כן גדרנו אותו התברך בפסקה האחרונה של מה שקראנו עכשיו. על כן גדרנו אותו התברך בשם הטוב.
We call him as the absolute good.
שידענו את זה, נרד ונסתכל.
Once we have learned this, let us look at the actual reality that is guided by him.
איך הוא התברך משפיע עליהם.
How he bestows only goodness upon them.
אני לא רואה.
Yes.
I don't see the...
Hang on. He finishes this with a question mark.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Ma.
Toda Rav. Bal Salam Kotev. ומתוך שהבורא יתברך
He writes that from the Creator it's clear to us that he is whole and he has no need for anyone to help him become absolute. So is that wholeness of creation part of the wholeness of the Creator?
No, Creator above all creation. That's it.
תודה.
קדימה. מיכאל.
Let's go. מיכאל.
השגחתו יתברך
title his guidance is purposeful guidance
מכל מערכות
by observing nature's systems we understand that any being of the four types
דומם
still vegetative animate and speaking as a whole and in particular are under a purposeful guidance, meaning a slow and gradual growth by way of cause and effect, as a fruit on a tree which is guided well toward its final goal, its final outcome of becoming a sweet and fine-looking fruit. Go and ask a botanist how many phases the fruit undergoes from the time it becomes visible until it is completely ripe. Not only do its preceding phases show no evidence of its sweet and fine-looking end, but as if to anger, they show the opposite of the final outcome. That is, the sweeter the fruit is at its end, the more bitter and unsightly it is in their earlier phases of its development. And so it is with the animate and the speaking types, the beast whose mind is little at its end, is not so wanting while it grows, whereas man, whose mind is great at its end, is very flawed while developing. A day-old calf is called an ox, meaning it has the strength to stand on its own legs and walk, and the intelligence to avoid hazards on its way. But a day-old infant lies seemingly senseless. Should one who is not accustomed to the conducts of this world examine these two newborns, would certainly conclude that the human infant will amount to nothing, and the calf will become a new Napoleon. Meaning, if you were to judge by the wisdom of the calf compared to the senseless and mild and mindless child, thus, it is evident that his guidance over the reality that has created is in the form of purposeful guidance, without taking into consideration the order of the phases of development, for they deceive us and prevent us from understanding their purpose, being always opposite of their final shape. It is about such matters that we say, there is none so wise as the experienced. Only one who is experienced has the opportunity to examine creation in all its phases of development, all the way through its completion, and can calm things down so as to not to fear those spoiled images that creation undergoes in the phases of its development, but believe in its fine and pure end. The reason for this gradual order that is mandatory for every being is thoroughly explained in the wisdom of Kabbalah, and there is nothing more to add here. Thus, we have thoroughly shown the conducts of his guidance in our world, which is only a purposeful guidance. The attribute of goodness is not at all apparent before creation arrives at its completion, its final ripeness. On the contrary, it rather always wears a cloak of corruption in the eyes of the beholders. Thus you see that the Creator bestows upon His creatures only goodness, but that goodness comes by way of purposeful guidance.
Questions? It's clear. Up to here, everything he writes is quite logical.
Yeah, it is very clear in the way that Baal HaSulam explains about purposeful guidance according to the examples of nature, how it develops. The question is, because this nature was created by the Creator, so why did he do it this way? That the purposeful guidance is revealed, that the more exalted the purposes, so the pre-stages are the worst and bitter. You can say he could create it in a different way.
That is an answerless question. We don't ask it. That's how it is. In my opinion, that's how it is. That's how it's written.
Yeah, but still, Baal HaSulam is trying to prove to us the essence of the purposeful providence or guidance. But how do I say it? It's based on the example of nature, but not according to higher mind of the Creator.
He simply wants to say that the more nature develops to higher into higher degrees, it has to start from lower degrees in the beginning. And he gives us examples for it, from the animate and human degrees. What can you do? We see it before us. Ask.
Well, actually, there's nothing to ask, so.
Yes, because that's what we have before our, before us. We can't add anything.
Maybe in a different place he explains why specifically everything is revealed from the opposite.
Yes, a thing and its opposite.
Why?
The advantage of light from darkness. He explains it in different ways.
But
after all, what we understand a thing from its opposite. If we want to attain exalted things, we have to start from the lowest things.
He says that there's no wise as the experience when he sees the fruit at its ripeness. So that's the end of corrections. Only when a person reaches that, he can be experienced and see that all the corruptions were solved.
Yes.
Also, in the first part of the lesson, friends were saying that they see corruptions, I slander the Creator, and you said only in faith above reason you can solve this problem for now?
For the time being, yes. For the time being, yes.
Zeu. Ken.
Igal already touched this point of working with the friends. Maybe you could say that if I recognize a resistance from a certain friend, my attitude that it's not whole, so the more the attitude I reveal, there's a bigger gap. So when correcting it, so there'll be more lights, there'll be more place for the 10?
No, it's clear. Even in technology, in the inanimate degree, we discover that this is how things work. You agree, Niv?
Women Hib 3 have a question.
Your point to Women Hib 3. I can't see.
Ah, Olay. The Norma.
Oh, it's Norma.
No, I lowered the question mark because the lesson ended.
We're ready for you to hear you.
About personal purposeful guidance. Is there no guidance that is not purposeful?
No, there is, but when we want to connect, to attach everything to the Creator, we call it purposeful providence or guidance, because the end of the action is in the initial thought.
No, imken as woman Moscow 6.
No, woman Moscow 6.
Раз, спасибо. Этот же вопрос, вот что Норма озвучила, да, вот что значит...
The question Norma presented, what does it mean that purposeful guidance towards the good, and how should we calibrate ourselves to that guidance?
We need to accept this guidance, this providence as good, as correct, on the condition that we are incorporated in this providence. The extent to which we incorporate in it. Otherwise, this providence works on us and it surrounds us forcefully until we agree with it. Okay. Let's conclude.
Announcements, today's schedule, Monday at 10, basic concepts of the wisdom of Kabbalah, 10:30, talks about the path, at noon, live lesson with Rav, and we'll end with a song.
La conexión, los amigos nos levantan. Vamos camino a revelar al Hacedor,
el polvo levantar a la divinidad.
Cuando estamos juntos, el amor florece. Se desvanecerá cuando estamos juntos. El amor florece cuando estamos juntos. El Creador aparece.
Say